On the day I met the doctor, I was already fearing for my life. I didn't think things could get any worse than they were. I was wrong. The year was 1847, and I was being borne by royal carriage across the Mergin Pass, a journey already perilous enough. The narrow roads veer wildly above endless crevasses. I hid inside my carriage with the dark curtains pulled, whimpering softly. The Mergin Pass was well known as a region of sudden death. Many wandering souls had breathed their last up on those chilly climbs. I had heard terrible, dark legends concerning the area. It was said that for 40 years and more, many a traveller had come to a bad end in that awful zone. What made the crossing even worse was the weather we had been suffering that winter. The storms came swirling out of nowhere as if to mock our progress. But I was on the worst and most ruthless deadline of my career. The driver and the royal footman, who in truth were little more than my jailers, were trying their hardest to get me to the palace on time. It was beginning to seem hopeless, yet we all knew that my very life depended on it. But even then, even if we crossed the Mergin Pass and descended into the gentle valley, what then? You see, I had failed in my task. I had nothing to show the king. I dreamed each restless night about what his reaction would be, and that scared me more than the vertiginous horrors of the journey to the palace. But then, just as things seemed as ghastly as they could be, something completely unexpected happened. Horses screamed in panic and terror. The driver tried to control them, but they reared up and almost clattered backwards onto the carriage. In that instant, we nearly careened straight off the roadway into the valley. With hindsight, death might have been a blessed release. A solid blue object had appeared several yards ahead of us, directly in our path. For a while, we were all shouting until the driver managed to calm the horses down. They had to be his priority. Without them to pull us, we would freeze up here in these wicked climbs. But the box? What kind of hellish magic was this?
Hello? Oh, there you are. Good morning. I say, did you realize you almost ran into us? You should learn to indicate.
The most extraordinary man had emerged from a door in the box. Behind him came an older-looking fellow, rather bewildered in his aspect. But my attention remained on the fellow in the ludicrously long, multicoloured scarf and the coattails flapping all around him as he came running up to my gilded carriage. He patted the horses as he passed them by.
Shh! There, Lady Doris, Copenhagen, Bucephalus.
And calm descended on them.